these fraudulent court orders then that we discovered in those four court cases led us to another one that happened in the Grahamstown High Court by, you're not going to believe it, the government itself that needed to take me out and to totally annihilate me, coincidentally with the same judge being implicated, Jeremy Pickering, and the same court registrar in Bikitsha, that they used Petro SA to also obtain a fraudulent court order, which they then used later in the Durban High Court, and they filed that fraudulent court order against me personally in the sum of approximately 11 million rand. Again, the Durban High Court aided and abetted and actually allowed the uttering of that fraudulent court order to take me out for 11 million in my personal and private capacity. So there's a joining of dots between a case that I registered against the police in 2013, Absa Bank, a Greek mafiosi, or a purported Greek mafiosi, a suspected Greek mafiosi by the name of Charles Christodoulou, who operates several companies, but one of them is under the name of Comdev Developments. They were all operating and are still all operating in concert with each other, together with about, well, all the judges, all the court registrars in the Grahamstown High Court. I think we've got about 8 or 9 judges implicated in the Durban High Court, and I'll be doing a proper broken down voice note in bits and pieces so that the public can actually fully understand this and the grave, grave danger that the South African public, the man in the street, is in, that they are about to be financially destroyed. There's a very small window of opportunity left for them to act. And what I'm saying to you is, I've got criminally implicated in terms of Section 34 of the Prevention and Combating of Corrupt Activities Act. I've got State President Ramaphosa criminally implicated. I've got his brother-in-law, Mr. Jeff Khadebe, criminally implicated. I've got Pravin Gordhan, Minister of State Enterprises, criminally implicated. And I've got the former Minister of Finance, Tito Mboweni, criminally implicated, in the sense that while Petro SA, we didn't know, and we knew something was wrong, but we never suspected it was as serious as this. I dictated letters that I instructed an attorney to send to them. It was emailed to them, and it was also courier service delivered to their offices with courier signatories of delivery. And it was dated the 26th of November 2018. So they were warned. And in terms of Section 34 of the Prevention and Combating of Corrupt Activities Act, read together with the Prevention of Organized Crime Act, read together with the Criminal Procedure Act, South African laws only, and then read together with the international acts of racketeer-influenced corrupt organizations, the RICO Act, read together with the Foreign Corrupt Activities Act, and of course, now that they want to take me out, and I've warned them, I've told them, and it's now actually unfolding in front of their eyes, the Global Magnitsky Act, because I fit perfectly into being a victim, and that is that has protection under the Global Magnitsky Act. And I believe that when this gets out with all your people overseas in America and in the UK and in other jurisdictions, sovereign jurisdictions, I believe that they have every right and should shut everything in this country down, the entire government, all the organs of state, the whole lot, because they are now implicated as organized crime syndicates within the greater crime syndicate that you've just described. It is absolutely something else.